Yalai News, Yalai with news update broadcast on FM radio from Quy Nhơn. Yalai News, Yalai with news update broadcast on FM radio from Quy Nhơn. Good evening, everyone, and you're listening to Yalai News. This morning, on April the 9th, Ralan Chum, Standing Deputy Secretary of the Provincial Party Committee and Chairman of the Provincial People's Council, presided over a ceremony to announce and hand over resolutions on personnel work issued by the Standing Committee of the Provincial People's Council. Attending the event were Trương Văn Đạt, Standing Vice Chairman of the Provincial People's Council, Nguyễn Tuấn Thanh, Standing Vice Chairman of the Provincial People's Committee, and Huỳnh Thúy Vân, Vice Chairwoman of the Provincial People's Council. At the ceremony, the Standing Committee announced and handed over Resolution Number 307, 308, 309, and 310, approving a number of list deputy heads and members of the Provincial People's Council Committee for the 13th tenure, 2026-2031. These include full-time and part-time members of Economic Budget, Culture, Social Well Affairs, Legal Affairs, and Ethnic Affairs Committee. Each committee comprises two deputy heads, one full-time member and five part-time members. In his remarks, Ralan Chum emphasized the importance of the People's Council Committees in the 2026-2031 term to meet the province's development requirements and public expectation. He called for on the committee to strengthen their advisory role in helping the Standing Committee and the People's Council issue resolutions and policy solutions across sectors. He also stressed the need to enhance supervision over departments, agencies, and localities in implementing these resolutions, promptly identify challenges and advantages at the grassroots level, and improve the quality and policy advice. These efforts aim to ensure practical, effective decision-making, contributing to social economic development, national defense and security, and improve living standards for local residents. The Yalai Provincial People's Committee has approved the payment of over 1.6 billion VND for compensatory forestation following the conversion of more than 7.9 hectares of forest land for the component projects one of Quy Nhơn Pleiku Expressway. The expressway is a key transport infrastructure project, playing a vital role in connecting the Central Highlands with the South Central Coastal Region, thereby expanding development space for local social economic growth. The project is being implemented alongside environmental protection measures, with compensatory reforestation considered a key requirement to offset forest loss, maintain forest coverage, and ensure ecological balance, contributing to sustainable development. The Yalai Department of Agriculture and Environment is intensifying its direction and supervision of localities and relevant units to synchronously implement solutions aimed at improving the effectiveness of forest management, protection, and forest fire prevention and control across the province. Accordingly, units are required to strictly comply with legal regulations on forestry while effectively implementing resolution, directives, and plans issued by both central and provincial authorities related to forest protection, development, and fire prevention. Forest rangers are tasked with increasing patrols and inspections to promptly detect potential fire hotspots and organizing on-duty shifts when forest fire risk level reach level 3 and level 5. In addition, agencies are regularly monitor forest fire warnings through early warning system while promoting the application of information technology, GIS, and other advanced technologies on fire prevention and control. Coordination with police and military forces is also being strengthened to enhance overall effectiveness. In the event of forest fires, local authorities must promptly report to the Provincial People's Committee and relevant agencies to ensure timely coordination and response. The Yala Department of Science and Technology is implementing a program to support enterprises and technology transfer, innovation and application activities across the province in 2026. The program focuses on enhancing technological capacity, improving production processes and increasing labor productivity. Accordingly, enterprises are eligible for support in hiring consultants, training and technology transfer with funding covering up to 30% of the technology transfer contract value, capped at 400 million VND per year. Projects are also prioritized for participation in provincial level science and technology tasks. In addition, enterprises may receive interest rate support of up to 2% per year on loans and gain access to preferential credit sources to implement technology innovation projects. Support is also available for up to 50% of the cost of consulting contracts for digital transformation solution covering businesses, processes, management, production, technology processes, and business model transformation. The program is expected to help enterprises enhance competitiveness in the context of digital transformation. In recent years, the Provincial People's Committee has directed the implementation of document digitalization, focusing on archival collections of agencies and localities that have been fully processed, hold permanent value, and are frequently accessed. Accordingly, the digitization process has been carried out rigorously from surveying, inventorying, and compiling detailed catalogs of each archival collection to selecting qualified contractors, ensuring information security and organizing acceptance of returns. Today, the Provincial Historical Archive Center under the Department of Home Affairs has digitized 39 archival collections, equivalent to nearly 3.8 million pages of documents. In addition, to ensure continuity in the management and utilization of records following administrative restructuring and the implementation of the two-tier local government model, the center has coordinated with localities to complete the digitization of more than 5.3 million pages of documents. After digitization, all materials are strictly inspected, securely stored on data storage systems, and served at the Provincial Historical Archive Centers, and are ready to serve the needs of citizens and businesses. These efforts contribute to gradually forming a digital data resource that supports state management and operations, as well as public access and use, thereby helping to effectively implement Resolution No. 57 of the Political and Projects No. 6 of the government. To enhance the effectiveness of food safety management and ensure public health, contributing to social economic development and the implementation of the Plan No. 331 by the Central Intersectoral Steering Committee on Food Safety, the Yalai Provincial Intersectoral Steering Committee on Food Safety has issued a plan to conduct post-audit inspections on food safety across the province in 2026. Accordingly, the Provincial People's Committee requires the Departments of Health, Agriculture and Environment, Industry and Trade, as well as People's Committee of the Communes and Wards, to report inspection results from their respective sectors and localities. These reports must be submitted to the Departments of Health, the standing agencies of the Provincial Steering Committee via the sub-departments of Food Safety and Hygiene for consolidation and supporting reporting to the Provincial People's Committee and the Central Intersectoral Steering Committee on Food Safety. In 2025, food safety inspection and post-audit activities in Yalai were carried out comprehensively and active positive results. A total of 863 inspection teams were established, conducting checks on 10,112 food production, trading, catering service, and street food establishment. Of these, 9,880 facilities met requirements, accounting for 97.7%. Authorities imposed administrative fines on 142 establishments, totaling 635 million VND, and issued warnings to 90 others to address shortcomings. And that's the end of the news today. Thank you for listening, and goodbye for now.